Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
I try and introduce people to our producer, Leroy. And usually when I do, I can't just be like, this is our producer, Leroy. I try and tell you little things about him. Like, well, first of all, it's the Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9. For Miro, Pebbles, Melissa, and you, and Leroy. Let's see, Leroy, what can we say about you? You're a fan. You're a big fan of music. Oh, sorry. Let me turn your microphone on. Good. You're a big fan of music.
Yep.
You are a Tupac fanatic. Still semi-believe that he's alive.
He lives.
Like, not even joking. Like, he's
not just in your heart. Like, yeah. He lives somewhere.
He lives.
Like,
he's one of these psychos who actually thinks Tupac is alive. That he was so profound. He's like, I'm going to pretend that I got murdered. And let's see. What else can we say about you? What else? You have children.
Yeah.
He loves romance.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
And he's been gaining weight because his wife told him.
Oh, my God.
I mean, did she not?
Well, let me breathe because I don't want to come off too hostile. But yesterday, you know, like, you work all day, you deal with stuff. You know, you want to go home and find some peace and whatnot. But I haven't been finding that. So I went home. And I had my shirt off and I'm in the bathroom and I'm, you know, just freshening up and I like to sing and stuff. And she walked past the door and then she did kind of like, she stepped back and looked in the door and raised her eyebrows and did that like exhale like,
wow,
and then kept moving. So I threw down, I threw down all my stuff and I'm like, hold on, wait. What's going on? And she hesitated for a little bit, but then she ended up saying, look, you're getting kind of fluffy, man. Like, and you need to get that together. You're not what I'm used to. You were a certain way, and you need to get it together. And that broke my heart.
Leroy.
You don't do that. You don't tell your significant other that they need to get it together. They need to get it tight and right. You're supposed to figure out another way to let them know. Mm.
As opposed to just telling you directly so you can fix it before it gets out of control?
If anybody's supposed to hold me down, it's supposed to be my family.
She is holding you down.
No,
she,
you don't do that.
She wants you to be healthier and more attractive to her.
Yeah, stop throwing in the healthy. I love when people are like, oh, I'm worried about your health. No, you're not.
That's a combination.
Right.
It's a combination.
But that's not why people normally say it.
Right, and that's exactly where we split. We didn't finish the argument. It was me saying, you're not supposed to do that. And she was saying, there's nothing wrong with me telling you to get it together.
I agree 100% with her.
Yeah, and see, where I could feel for you in this, Leroy, is that if it was the other way around and you felt like she was gaining weight and you made a comment to her, life would be over.
Oh, yeah.
So there can't be a double standard there. If she's going to say it to you, she's going to have to expect that you can say it back.
Right.
So she needs to prepare
and
for that.
I told her, I said, I'm going into work today. I'm going to let them on the show know and get their opinion. And so here I am.
She can't do that.
Well, here's your opinion. She's right. Here's Coolio. I mean, that's what you want.
Stupid.
Okay. So you're saying you should be able to let yourself go and she's supposed to love you no matter what, right?
Yes.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, tell me what the time frame is for that because people say that stuff all the time. Like there's this magical time where you can just become a complete slob and it's okay that your significant other isn't attracted to you.
From the moment say I do, once that's over, if it happens, it happens.
If it happens where it's out of your control, like, you know, you might have some sort of health condition or something like that.
You were in an accident, disability,
yes,
something.
That I understand. You're pregnant and, you know, then you're going to be raising the baby for a while. But if you have the control to kind of fix yourself, you want to... Look, I joke around about myself, you know, being sexy and all that stuff. But the reality is, I'm like... I'm not that good looking of a dude. I always make the joke. I go, I always think I'm good looking until I look at my reflection. And so I try and be, I try and do everything I can to look.
You got
to
compensate for that?
To look delicious for my wife. I'm like, I got to work at it. You know what I'm saying? It's just what you got to do.
I think a lot of it, at least for me, is the way that you approach somebody about it. Like, looks and noises, that would not work for me.
What do you
we
want?
We might be fighting.
Do you want a letter, you know, a text?
For me, I think part of it is, and I would say, and this for a lot of women, there's usually a reason, and a lot of times it's emotional about why you're gaining weight. So maybe try to address something like that. Maybe you're overwhelmed. Maybe you're just stressed. And all those things add, you're not getting enough sleep. All those things add to you not focusing on yourself. So maybe try and look at those things first before you come straight out with
yeah.
a,
damn. I'm with you on the approach. I dated a guy a little while back, and I, you know, I've been losing weight, but at one point I was going through like a binge and just eating crap.
Yeah.
And the dude looked at my food and was like, "You're gonna eat all that?" I was like, "Yo, I'm gonna cut your tongue off."
Yeah. So you'd much rather him be like, "Have you been sad lately?" And what if you haven't? You're like, "No." It's like, "Do you feel overwhelmed?" "No, not really." "Are you tired?" "No." All right, then.
Well, I'm telling you, one of those is an absolute yes.
It's like,
is there anything that I can help you with? Like, you seem stressed, whatever. I'm just saying,
maybe. Can I take that ice cream, pull it, pry it out of your cold, hard hands?
Look, you try and take my food from me, we fight.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, what if the person's just, I don't know, what's that word? Lazy.
I think that the majority of times that someone gains a significant amount of weight, there's another reason besides they're just lazy.
All right, Leroy.
I believe that.
Leroy, you been sad lately?
Oh my God.
Yeah. A little bit.
Well, is there anything I can do to help you with your sadness? Because it's reflecting in your waistline.
Would you like a hug?
Yeah. Would you like a hug?
I really would.
Can you give Leroy a hug?
I'll give Leroy a hug.
Well, do it now because you're not going to be able to wrap your arms around him soon enough, according to his wife.
Wow.
Yeah, give him a hug. Let's see if this will work.
There you go.
There you go.
There
all right.
Yes, it helped a lot.
Do you feel better now?
I feel absolutely phenomenal.
All right, do me a favor. Pick up a kettlebell then and start swinging.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.